It's Brother Hanson from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We've been studying Jeremiah for quite some time now, and I hope you're enjoying this. This is a great book. And we're at the 13th chapter and about verse 22. If you'd like to read along with us, this is good. I'll tell you, it's something that we all ought to study because it has so much truth in it that it's very, very illuminating to the spirit. And you can get something out of this. I really believe it. Let's get right into the study and start reading from verse 22. If you say in your heart, why have these things happened to me? Because of the magnitude of your iniquity. There it is. There is the explanation of why. It's because of the magnitude of your iniquities. Your skirts have been removed. In other words, you've been exposed, and we know all about you. And we're just about ready to impose judgment upon the people. And let's continue reading. Your skirts have been removed and your heels have been exposed. Can the Ethiopian change his skin? No, the Ethiopian has a dark skin, a black skin, cannot change his skin color, or the leopard his spots. Then you also can do good, who are accustomed to doing evil. Therefore, I will scatter them like drifting straw to the desert wind. This is your lot, the portion measured to you from me, declares the Lord, because you have forgotten me and trusted in falsehood. So I myself have also stripped your skirts off your face, that your shame may be seen. Your shame is going to be exposed, and you may as well get used to it. As for your adulteries and your lustful names, the lewdness of your prostitutes on the hills in the field, I have seen your abominations. In other words, you can't hide from God. You just can't do it. You might think you've gotten away with something, but you haven't. God knows all. He sees all. And there's just no hiding from God. Woe to you, O Jerusalem. How long will you remain unclean? Woe to you. This is the last verse in this particular scripture, chapter. Woe to you, O Jerusalem. How long will you remain unclean? Unclean. You're just going to continue on until you a judgment is imposed. Let's get right into the 14th chapter, the threat of captivity couldn't move them, these people at all, to repent. The prophet's job was to get them to repent, but they wouldn't listen. They wouldn't listen to repent at all. And God's warning to them did absolutely nothing. We have to listen when God is speaking, because God could be speaking right now. And he's speaking, he can speak through a donkey. You know, I'm nobody. And so, you know, God can speak through a donkey, and he has before. He has spoken through a donkey. So, you know, pay no attention to the vessel. Pay no attention to the one speaking, because God is the one that speaks. He can speak through a turtle. I mean, God can do anything that he... You know, he created all, everything. So if you think that God is limited, you might have to reevaluate your position on these things, because God is very, very capable of speaking just about any way that he takes a notion. So let's get right in and read the 14th chapter. That which came as the word of the Lord to Jeremiah in regard to the drought, Judah mourns, and her gates languish. They sit on the ground in mourning, and the cry of Jerusalem has ascended. Their nobles have sent their servants for water. They have come to the cisterns and found no water. They have returned with their vessels empty. They have been put to shame and humiliated, and they cover their heads because the ground is cracked. It's cracked and dried. There's no, usually a sign of no rain is a sign that these people are living in sin and God's blessings are not coming. And he withholds the rain for a reason, because these people have decided they're going to live the way they want. Because the ground is cracked, for there has been no rain on the land. The farmers have been put to shame. They have covered their heads, for even the doe in the field has given birth only to abandon her young. Now that's unheard of, because the doe, well, you know, animal has no real control over their bodies a lot of times. So the doe in the field has given birth and just abandoned, because they have nothing to offer. They have no milk or anything to offer. So this is something that you could take to heart as well. The doe has abandoned her young, because there is no grass, there's no food, there's no water, there's nothing. So she just thinks, well, what's the use? And the wild donkeys stand on the bare heights. They pant for air like jackals. Their eyes fail, for there is no vegetation. Although our iniquities testify against us, our iniquities testify against us. You know, your iniquities, you could be sure your sin will find you out. Anybody, your sin finds you out. This section of Scripture, this 14th chapter, all the way to 15, it opens with God sending a drought on Judah, refusing to answer their prayers for rain. It continues with Jeremiah's description of judgment to come. Drought was a judgment with devastating consequences. As usual, when their backs were against the wall, and the people cried out to God, but God rejected their plea because they did not repent. Same story, different time. They did not repent. Can you imagine that? They just simply would not repent under any circumstances, and that's the reason why. And God rejected it, their pleas. Their only hope was God, and not even Jeremiah's prayer would help. Their only hope was to turn to God, and they didn't. They just refused and would not. O Lord, act for your name's sake. Truly, our apostasies have been many. Mm-hmm. We have sinned against you, O God. O hope of Israel, its Savior, in time of distress, why are you like a stranger in the land? Well, the reason why they're a stranger, like a stranger in the land, to God, is because they did not repent. Can you imagine that? And he acting like a stranger, or like a strange traveler who has pitched his tent for the night. Why are you like a man dismayed, like a mighty man who cannot save? Yet you are in our midst, O Lord, and we are called by your name. Do not forsake us. Do not forsake us, O God. We don't want to be forsaken, but we don't want to repent. Can you imagine that? What a formula for failure. You know what? We really don't want to repent, but we really want God to help us. Isn't that the usual way? We don't want to repent, but we really would like God to intervene because we're such bad shape. And that's the way this country is. We really don't want to get rid of abortion or transgender and all this, you know, all of this perversion. But, you know, we want God's best blessings. We still believe in God. We're still Christians, you know. That kind of Christian is a Christian Satanist. Mark that down. Christian Satanist. Those that want to mix up the sinful world with God and still have God's blessing. It's a Christian Satanist. With one breath, they will say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. With the other breath, they'll say, well, you know, we believe in abortion. We believe in killing babies. We believe in transgendering and teaching all of our children homosexuality when they're 4 or 5 years old and exposing them to drag queens and exposing them to every evil that you can imagine. But yet, we're just... We want to live the way we want to.
Republicans successfully...
Said the Lord, why are you like a man dismayed? These people are saying, why a mighty man without, who cannot save? Yet you are in our midst, O Lord. You're right there, but you can't do anything. And we are called by your name. Do not forsake us. Do not forsake us, O God. But God was forsaking them for a reason, because they forsook God. They forsook him. You know, if you forsake God, he'll forsake you. And if you walk toward God and you desire God, he'll come to you. He will come as close as you want him to be. It takes repentance, doesn't it? That's all it takes. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we repent. We repent of everything that we've ever done. We thank you, Lord, that you're our God, our Savior, and our Lord. We receive you now. Let us be born again. Let us receive the power of God. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Well, go to our website, krciradio.com, and most of these are already up, but if they're not, they will be. Give us a call, or actually write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.